Geno Smith, fresh off his first 300-yard game of his career, heads Tennessee Sunday to face a 2-1 Titans team. Last week's win was a historic one because it was the first time in team history the Jets had a 300-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher, and two 100-yard receivers in the same game. For more now on the Jets, we head out to Florham Park and welcome in Eric Allen from NewYorkJets.com. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the Jets. They're 2-1 under Rex Ryan for the fifth straight year. But, you know, this year it kind of seems maybe more surprising for some. What has impressed you the most as we enter week four?
I'd say what has impressed me the most has been the line play on both sides of the ball. The offensive line has protected Geno Smith well all year, and the Jets' run attack has gotten going the last 2 weeks against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, on the New England Patriots, and of course, the last game. And when you're looking at the defensive line, I don't know if anybody is playing as well up on the defensive front as the Jets. You got Muhammad Wilkerson, you got Sheldon Richardson, you got Quentin Copel's back last week, and Damon Snacks Harrison has stepped up at the nose tackle position as well. Pick your poison, who you're going to double team up front. That defensive front is playing so well.
Eric, just a matter of weeks ago, it looked like the Jets had a debacle at quarterback. This past Sunday, Geno Smith threw for 331 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. What are the Jets making of his progress?
Well, the Jets continue to say that, listen, you're going to have ups and downs with the rookie quarterback. I think, for the most part, it's been more ups. And against the Buccaneers, he led the Jets in both rushing and passing, becoming the first player since 1999 on the Jets to do that. He also had a game-winning drive against the Bucs. Then last week against the Bills tried to pressure Geno Smith, and the line held up against those eight-man fronts. He took advantage of those downfield throws. Both Santonio Holmes and Stephen Hill had two-plus 40-yard receptions, making that the first time for the Jets for that to happen since 1991. So his accuracy on the long ball has been great, and I've been very impressed by the way Geno Smith has said, listen, I can't turn the ball over anymore. And that's one thing you want to see from the rookie moving forward, because he has six interceptions and seven turnovers in all.
Another way you protect a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, Eric, is the running attack. Obviously, Bilal Powell runs for 149 in the last game. How important was that to get that type of performance from him, and does that establish him as the number one running back?
Well, it was great to see LeVar, no doubt about it. I mean, he goes for 149. It was a career high. He's a jack of all trades. He can run the ball, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's also the best pass protector the Jets had. Now, Chris Ivory went down with a hamstring injury against the Bills, so we'll have to see if he's able to play this week or he's out for an extended amount of time. The other person to factor into the equation is Mike Goodson, who's right now suspended, but he's scheduled to come back for a week five date with the Atlanta Falcons. But you have good competition up there. The Jets love what they have in Bilal Powell, and they think people have been sleeping on him. I don't know if you can sleep on him anymore.
Eric, 20 penalties in the last game. Rex brought back the push-ups for penalties in practice. Is that really going to change anything?
Well, it changed things in 2010. You guys remember this, that Rex did the same thing in 2010 when the Jets were having similar problems in the middle of their season. Now, that season, they advanced to the AFC Championship game. I think what Rex is trying to do is just say, hey, listen, let's all be accountable. So if you're going to make a mistake, everybody's going to perform the punishment. And if owner Woody Johnson's out there, he's going to do the push-ups as well. Everybody in the organization's got to be on board. And, hey, if I'm out there watching practice, I might have to do a couple.
Why not? They head into Tennessee. They had the Titans this week, Eric. Besides the penalties, what else do they need to cut down on?
Turnovers. We mentioned it before. When you look at the Titans, they're the fifth team in the Super Bowl era who has not committed a turnover during their first three games. And you all remember the last meeting in December in Nashville between the Jets and the Titans, a 14-10 Titans win when Mark Sanchez was intercepted four times and had five turnovers in all. I think the Jets match up very well with the Titans, but They're going to have to no turnovers and cut down on the penalties and watch Jake Locker in the boots. And you guys know this. You got to watch out for Chris Johnson because the Jets basically took care of him all last game, but he broke free for a 94-yard touchdown, and that was the difference in that one. So no long runs, take care of the turnovers, and be disciplined, and the Jets could be 3-1.
Wow. All right, Eric Allen, thanks for taking the time.
Practice your push-ups.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
So also.